T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Special Cleveland style.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Hallelujah! Molly and Hall, I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all,
thank
David,
you for listening.
It means a lot to us. We want to thank Dustin.
I like Dustin. Good guy.
His hard work. He's a great man. Kevbo, I don't know if you've heard the newest Screamers and Howlers podcast. Kevbo said something on that thing that just blew my mind.
Really?
You'd have to download it to hear it. Or you can just get in touch with us. How do people follow us?
Of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at Screamer Howler.
And we're following the first 10...
I'll follow anybody. I don't care.
Anybody that follows us, we follow.
It's free country.
Is that what it is? Okay.
So I've been told.
So go ahead. Contact us now, and we'll follow you. And Ray, thank you, Ray, for everything that you've done. You're a great man, too. And now we get the privilege, the honor, of welcoming our colleagues, Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Hey, guys.
Hello, fellas.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, one of these days we wake up to a story that we know we've got to do some work on,
yeah,
because it's complicated and delicate, and it will be changing throughout the morning as we get some kind of official word from the Cubs if they choose to make a statement.
If they choose to make a statement, if they choose to address it, I don't know there's any guarantee that'll happen. I think it'd probably be the responsible thing to do. But that doesn't always mean that teams will respond that way.
I am told they're meeting right now, and as they should be, and discussing what, if any, response there's going to be.
Yeah, I think that we're all sort of waiting to see. You know, the questions, there's a lot that we think we know, but there's a lot we don't know. We don't know to what degree that his ex-wife was involved in the investigation last year. We have read that she refused to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
To what level? I mean, is this new information to the Cubs? Is this new information to Major League Baseball? These are questions I think that have to be at least asked, if not answered.
Yeah,
and jurisdiction issues too. Like, what are the responsibilities and obligations of both the Cubs and MLB to act? I do not know the answer to what their actual responsibilities or obligations are at this point.
Yeah, not just the ethereal ones, not just the moral ones. Like, what actually does the domestic violence policy in Major League Baseball say? What do the Cubs have to do given this new information? Because whether or not they knew about it beforehand when they did their investigation prior, we didn't know. You know, the public didn't know. Fans mm-hmm. didn't know. And it's possible that, you know, his teammates and other people within the organization that weren't involved in the investigation
also
didn't know.
Wasn't coming from her. I mean, the direct nature, the specificity of this charge, and when you read it, it has an effect on you. As Molly was talking earlier, I mean, you cannot not read this without reacting emotionally because it's so disturbing and detailed.
The difference between physical abuse and psychological abuse is critical. And
yeah,
but she charges physical abuse.
She does.
She's
two spots.
At least two.
Yeah.
The first time I was physically mistreated by my spouse, I was in shock.
That's not, he said something nasty to me.
That implies there's a pattern of behavior.
Correct.
Too,
the first seems to, yeah.
Correct. This says that, but it is not detailed exactly what happened. This isn't like the Ohio State story where there were graphic pictures, there was photo evidence. This becomes more difficult because while the psychological abuse is spelled out in fine detail, the physical is not.
Well, one would compel a team to act if there's criminal charges that follow, and the other would not because it's difficult to define. And, you know, physical abuse, and that's not to minimize either one, but I think that what's also tricky about this is that you mentioned Ohio State, and we'll talk about, you know, Osuna and Jose Reyes mm-hmm. and Aroldis Chapman. All the examples that we can reference involved a police investigation, the element of law enforcement. That so far, to our knowledge, has been missing from this. So that is also something that you can't expect. I guess you have to factor that in when demanding the Cubs be responsive or Major League Baseball be responsive. You just don't know how much law enforcement were they ever called? Was there ever a report? Well, was there ever a paper trail?
Just as a point of curiosity, asking Major League Baseball and or the Cubs to be responsive is one thing. For them to take action is another, right? I mean, this idea that, you know, we're waiting for word from the Cubs and we'll see what they have to say, I fully expect them to say something, if only because at some point this afternoon when the media goes into the Cubs clubhouse, everyone is going to try and find Addison Russell to ask him for a comment on this story, on what his ex-wife wrote.
Yes, his ex-wife writing this. And the second reference is to, she said that she went back to see him because, you know, brought the kid back,
right,
and that he put his hands on me and she wasn't going to let him do that in front of the kid. That was the second reference to, you know, abuse, physical abuse. You read the story, the entirety of it, and it, you know, there's tons of emotional and psychological abuse, and you can't help but not think about that kid the same way as a result of it.
I think that's important too, that there is the other issue. Forget how this is relative to the legal ramifications and MLB and the Cubs. Just thinking about his behavior, at the very least, he's a sociopath. At the very least. I mean, this kind of behavior is just...
Well, based on her version of events.
Correct.
But that's the thing, Dan. I mean, I think that, you know, due process has to play out, and we just don't know how credible of a source she is. I think that you want to... Look, that's not questioning...
I have no reason to not believe her.
I don't either. But if you're the Cubs, you're having this discussion, asking all of those questions in that way, because you want to know how much do you want to publicly support somebody who you just described as a sociopath. So you got to be very careful that you don't have unequivocal support of that.
The Cubs have had issues with Addison Russell for a long time now. The Cubs,
not like this.
The Cubs know more than you think
but
they know.
But there's a difference between a guy carousing at night and a guy abusing his wife.
It has always
a big difference.
However, the Cubs have known more than you probably think they have known. It is why I said at the trade deadline, when we were talking about their core players and any of these possible deals, I said there is one young position player of their supposed core that they would be way more willing to trade than others, and I said it was Addison Russell. And they have known about various issues. Their internal awareness. I don't know all of that. They knew all of these details, but they knew it was more than just carousing.
But that's only relevant if it compels them to not give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I think a guy who has a past that they've never questioned, a guy whose past they've never had to meet about and consider, well, should we move him because he's immature or irresponsible? If this is Chris Bryant, for instance, they have a different level of confidence that, okay, this can't be true. Now, that's relevant only if they think, well, Addison Russell has disappointed us before and shown these tendencies, well, it's easier to believe. The other stuff, I mean, but there's a big difference between a guy being out past curfew or being out too late. It affects him on the field, and domestic abuse.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition. How are you going to be dealing with this story today?
Well, is best we can.
Yeah.
Best we can.
It's
with
very
what,
difficult.
With what we have. We are going to have an expert join us. Julie DeCaro at 10 o'clock is going to join us to give her professional opinion as an attorney who has been involved in a lot of domestic violence cases, who specialized in that kind of thing. She has already gone through, in a series of Twitter posts, she has gone through much of what is being discussed here and pointing out how closely this cleaves to classic patterns of abusive behavior and where the difficult points are for the victim to leave, to make that separation, where the dangers are in this. And she's got a lot of experience in this. And this is in many ways a stereotypical accounting of this kind of relationship.
All right. We'll be listening. Good luck.
Have a good show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.